Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL. Really, we're about to hear from D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Houston Texans, after yet another day of OTAs. It's another day where our guy, C.J. Stroud, is not throwing. He is handing the football off. He's active. He's just not throwing the football. Some other things have happened as well. We have, you know, the starting offensive line. Oh, I mentioned Christian Kirk, Dalton Schultz, both practicing. Mm-hmm. Damian Pierce not practicing. He's still sidelined. There was a particular drill of tight ends catching the football, or, you know, just kind of running routes, catching the football from the quarterbacks that are throwing. And here's the thing. Everything in OTAs is small. However, you know, you try and garner what you can from it. One route apiece that I saw. I'm not going to act like I saw anything more. I try not to extrapolate this any further. Is this enough of a disclaimer, Lopez? But out routes, you had Dalton Schultz go. Mm-hmm. And then you had Luke Lachey go.
Yeah.
And if I did not know anything about their contract situations or, you know, their seniority, anything like that, I'd be like, that Luke Lachey route looked better.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, cleaner get
Time
off.
To cut Dalton Schultz.
Cleaner break out of the break, rather. Mm-hmm. He had a better ball, Luke Lachey did, I will acknowledge. Yeah. But, like, I was just like, oh, that's nice. Again, one route doesn't mean much. Remember, Dalton Schultz, you know, was in the training room last week. So, like, whatever. Right. I don't know what is factoring in that. I was just like, huh, that looks cleaner.
Well, he's intriguing at this point, Luke Lachey. A lot of those later round picks are the ones, and really some of the younger free agents as well, are at least intriguing. And you mentioned, you know, like some of the things that are happening at camp. We haven't talked a whole lot if we're starting to see some sort of consistency in the offensive line rotation.
Right. Well, I mean, if you want to, how do you view this for consistency? Let's go there. The first offensive line that's out there, and again, I don't even know how much you really want to put value in that in and of itself, but first offensive line that they threw out today, same one that they threw out last week. C. Rob at left tackle. Are we going to call him? What are we going to call
feel
him?
Feel free. I don't know if I'm going to.
Are we just going to go full Cam Robinson? Yeah. We're just going to go real extra government name here. All right. Cameron Robinson. I don't even know if that's his name. Cam Robinson at left tackle. Lakin Tomlinson at left guard. Jake Andrews at center. So, that center competition looking kind of static here.
Yeah.
And then Titus Howard at right guard. That feels like that's set. And then Blake Fisher at right tackle. So, at least, as much as they say they're going to throw a whole bunch of things out there, there are leaders in the clubhouse, it feels like.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to here as we're waiting for D'Amico Ryans with his availability here post their final OTA practice. Next time we see them on the field, it's mandatory, by the way. Mandatory.
That'll be the 10th.
The minicamp.
Yeah.
So, I think Mark Andrews, you've got to really pencil. You got to pencil him in at center at this point. At least as the leader in the clubhouse.
You did the thing again.
What?
You did the thing where you called Jake Andrews Mark Andrews.
God dang it.
And here's the thing. I can't even be too mad about it because I inevitably will. In fact, I've already done this. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend like I haven't done this. But I will do that.
Yeah.
And mix names up.
We always do that, though. Mm-hmm. That's like Blake Cashman 2 years ago. It was Brian. We kept saying Brian Cashman.
Yeah. And Titus at right guard. Interesting.
That one feels like the easiest, though. Like, yeah. Titus came in, added a little bit of weight, kind of has been a guard, you know, constant figure in this room. It feels like that one is the easy one. Sorry. I keep looking at the text. You guys have had a lot of instances where you did something stupid in a fit of rage, and I just keep looking at them and laughing at them. We got to find an opportunity to maybe circle back around to those at some point. I don't know if you'd be inclined to do so, but I very much
absolutely
would be. Let's do a little around the NFL here before we get D'Amico Ryans that jumps in. I am interested in this from you. This actually kind of came down last week, but I think as we talked a lot about scheduling and really international games,
mm-hmm.
What does this tell you here, Lopez, as you are the international game whisperer to some degree? The tickets for the London games were already like kind of selling out. I think there's been exceptionally high demand, or there was rather, last week, to the point where it crashed the London ticketing system when it came to these international games.
Well, you know, the idea is working. The experiment is working. And, you know, huge, obviously, sports fans in Europe in particular, in England even more particular, like that. Look, they're starting to build an identity and a relationship with with American football. I was going to say some of these teams, you know, that team would be Jacksonville, but really with American football. And you see it all the time. One of the most fascinating things when you see a game in London is every NFL fan goes and wears their jersey. It could be Jaguars and Eagles, and you see Falcons jerseys and Tampa Bay jerseys and Patriots jerseys. They're building that identity, and they want to go see it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that this only serves to, you know, put a battery in the back of the NFL and obviously Roger mm-hmm. Goodell in specific in trying to ramp this up faster, because that yeah. just feels like more money that's there to be had in that space. So I feel like we're in this place where I imagine you get even more games next year than the, what is it, seven mm-hmm. international games? Is it seven?
Yeah, no, they are going to increase it. I think they've said that.
Like,
yeah.
10 next year? Mm-hmm. Could you see it?
I could absolutely see it.
I mean, if you're crashing the system and we're this far out, and I'm telling you that this happened last week.
Right.
Right, you're crashing the system. This feels like they're just going to try and eat up the money as much as they can.
Was it Roger Goodell, or was it a report that said that they expect in the near future to have 16 or 17?
That was Goodell.
Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, my thought is, okay, in the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 seasons, I could see that happening in the mm-hmm. next 3 years where you get up to.
Yeah.
Like that, because yeah. of, you know, the pace at which people are, you know, buying into these things, and maybe, you know, having that happen. Some other things around the NFL. How about this? We talked yesterday about like Frank Ragnow kind of retiring. He talked a little bit more about like what kind of got him to that place of retiring. And of course, my laptop doesn't want to work in this moment where I talk about that. But like, yeah, man, shout out to Frank Ragnow, I guess is what I have to say there, because now I did not have his specific words here in front of me.
Well, I did see something on this, and as it pertains to Ragnow, and I'm glad you brought it up, because I wanted to bring it up with you. There was a story in a New England outlet, and I forget it was online, which one it was, about Ragnow did take them somewhat by surprise that he retired, and that with Jake Andrews, you know, as the Texans center, does it make players like one of the players mentioned that could be, you know, sort of expendable, Juice Scruggs. Someone like Juice Scruggs may be a little more expendable, because the Lions are going to be looking.
It's interesting because in theory, but I feel like if you're the Lions, do you go for, well, I guess I was going to say what could be viewed as a project center, because I think even here mm-hmm. you're looking at can he handle the job that is being the center, the starting center, and handling all those responsibilities, so on right. and so forth. It does feel like the Lions are situated where, you know, you have a rookie in Tate Ratledge who's already had some cross-training. And honestly, supposedly at Georgia, he had already been cross-trained a little bit to be prepared for the NFL in some degree. Like, I feel like I'd be more interested in kind of putting Tate Ratledge in that situation if he could, than going and getting a center that, you know, you're still trying to see exactly yeah. how good they are. But maybe as a depth center,
they're looking, though,
is how you go about
right.
that.
Whether right? it's depth or otherwise. And if you look at it from a Texans perspective, Nick Caserio obviously loves, you know, accumulating draft picks at some point for players that, you know, may or may not fit in their plans.
Right.
But we just talked about the sort of the penciled in consistency of a line rotation that we've seen during OTAs. It could change, but at least we're seeing some consistency. Laken Tomlinson is left guard, which is something of a surprise to me. I didn't have him, you know, listed as a guy that could be a threat at that position.
And I don't know how much I love the idea of him ultimately being that. Not that I have a great answer otherwise, but yeah.
But if Laken Tomlinson is penciled in, you already have Jarrett Patterson, which could be a swing guy on the interior. You already have, you know, well, for what it's worth, Ed Ingram. Where does Juice Scruggs, you know, fit in?
No, I think that's an interesting point, especially if, let's say, Jake Andrews does hold down that spot. Mm-hmm. I think also with that center position, I don't know that you have anybody that's so bad that you don't view them as like a second string kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And they're all kind of tight enough that I think any one of them is somewhat expendable because you don't need all three of them, I don't think.
Yeah.
I do think that this would be a great opportunity if this is something that the Lions would want to get yourself a little bit more draft capital, mm-hmm. allow more of the moving and shaking that, you know, Nick Caseria likes doing when it comes to the draft, or just draft capital that you can ultimately use in another instance, right? We know what it is. That is the currency that you use to make your team better in any given moment. So why not take a thing that you are not going to utilize, which is like three whole centers, mm-hmm. and see if you can get something out of it. Now, do you think that Juice would be the better trade, or would it be Jarrett Patterson, who maybe is a little bit more confined to the center role? And maybe I'm just kind of construing that myself, but it feels like they have a little bit more comfort moving Juice around.
I think they have a little bit more comfort with Jarrett as the backup plan at center.
Sure.
You know, if anything happens to Andrews, you know, he started so many games. They're on the record as saying they like Juice Scruggs maybe as a fit at center, but he hasn't really, you know, made the lineup as a starter, or very few, and it didn't quite work out. Remember, the calls were too complex, or not exactly what they expected from him. So if you got Tomlinson and Andrews and Howard on the interior with Laken Tomlinson and Jarrett Patterson behind him, Juice Scruggs could be a valuable commodity.
Yeah. I think that just whichever one you move there, I'd feel comfortable with it, especially if you're comfortable enough. And it feels like early on, we still got a long way to go. Earlier on, it feels like Jake Andrews is a guy that they're sitting comfortable with. By the way, the Patriots seemingly have no plans to release Stephon Diggs. That's according to a report that came out yesterday. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, what we're going to do is going to take a quick break, and when we return, you will hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, after another day of OTAs. Next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, with no ado, or with, is it, with, what?
No further ado.
No further ado. I mean, no ado whatsoever. You get zero ado over here.
How you feeling about
no ado? Sound fun.
No ado. None. Zero. Absolutely. Actually, this is more ado than I said I was going to give you. All right. The head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryan's, talking after OTAs.
All right. Thank you guys for being here today. Say it again. Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. First off, I know everybody's going to ask. First, CJ not throwing again. There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth, guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Did he have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. What I said, that's it for him. Like, it's general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Your timetable now that you're in OTA, going into mandatory next week. Is this in your program where you think you should be or where you think you ought to be?
For our entire process throughout the OTAs, for me, the mini camp doesn't change anything. Like, it's still the same process. Can you see continued growth from the guys? And it just reminds me of last year, like some rookies, like Kamari and Kalen, watching them last year in these settings, watching how they competed, watching how they just, their impact showed instantly. They showed up, they were making plays, and you see how those guys performed throughout the season. So I think we have a similar situation this year with some of the rookie wide receivers and Noel and Higgins, just seeing their immediate impact on our offense, the plays that they're making, like seeing the way they work, the way they compete. I'm hoping that translates to the season as well. Similar to Kamari and Kalen, I think Jalen and Jaden are two guys who can really help us out this year.
Look like they cut out for a minute.
Oh, well, I guess they cut up there. Man, well, I mean, even just the early parts of that, already very, very intriguing. We'll see if, Fig, let me know if we can get him back at some point.
We got him back.
We got him back? All right, here we go. More from D'Amico.
From your perspective, is there certain position groups that are easier to make an impact as a rookie and some that are harder, or is it just individual?
Every position has its own set of challenges. When it comes to expectations, nobody can exceed low expectations. So for me, it's always about having high expectations. That's why we do what we do. We're in the top of the top when it comes to sports. NFL is the best of the best. So if you want to compete, you want to improve each day, you show up and work the right way. You follow Will Anderson, you follow Kamari, like you follow Petrie, Stingley, those guys. Like you're gonna improve and you're gonna figure it out.
When you look at the transition, just in the early stages, what have you noticed about Blake Fisher?
I can barely hear you, but
Blake Fisher, how do you feel about his transition from last offseason to what you've seen going next?
Blake has been dialed in. Blake is doing a good job.
Oh, there's another cut out there in the presser. We'll see, man. That's because that definitely want to hear the answer.
Wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Tim, last offseason, it was a big challenge for him just getting the weight down, getting in shape, getting ready to go. Now he's in shape. He's able to stay out there, be able to take the coaching from Coach Rod, who's done a great job. And now you can work on those finer details. With Tim, one thing we're challenging him on to get better is his explosive hands. Like, how can he play with explosive hands and get on and off blocks, disengage the right way? And Tim is doing a good job with that.
With Ronald Darby,
we'll take these two.
From the guys last year, when you look at, I talked about Kalen and Kamari, the cool thing about them is, and I hardly had to coach Kamari because he showed up with just this extreme work ethic, this mindset that he was the best guy out there. So when you get guys and you scout guys who have that mindset, it's a lot easier to work with guys. There's a lot less to work on. There are always a few technical things, but for me, the main thing what I challenge guys on is that mindset to be great. I believe in anything you try to do, if you're going to be good at it, you got to put hard work in. Everybody who has a job and whatever you work to do, whatever you work to serve and your purpose, like, you have to work hard at it to be effective, and that's the same here on the field. So we get guys with the right work ethic, getting better, growing, it's going to be easy.
With Ronald Darby's decision, would you like to add another veteran to get some depth in the cornerback room?
Yeah, for Darby, with the decision that he made to retire, I know what that decision is like. It's not an easy decision, but I just want to wish Darby the best. I know it's a very difficult time to step away from the game that you love whenever that decision comes, whether, you know, it's voluntary or it's your body saying you can't do it. It's difficult because you've done it for such a long time, and I don't take that decision lightly. And when it comes to us and how do we fill the position, yes, we'll look to add another corner. Whether it's a veteran or a younger player, whoever it may be, we'll look to add a guy.
Last one right here. Sorry, go ahead.
Christian is working hard, and he'll be ready to roll for a training camp.
In Indianapolis for the combine, you talked a lot about wanting to change the culture and kind of the mindset of the offensive line room. How have you seen that develop, albeit not in pads right now? Like, what are you able to change right now?
That's a great question. Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole Popovich, his instant impact on those guys. You can see it from the way they work in their individual drills, the way they come off the line with low pads. It's just the small technique things that you see, how they're dialed in on their hand placement, just – speaking the same language. One of the coolest things I've seen when we were working out in phase two, we work out, we activate our guys here in the bubble, and we all travel outside to do our different drills. And to see the O-line come out, and whoever was out first, they waited on the other guys. And they waited, they joined together as a group, and then they traveled down to the opposite end of the field to do their position work. So that just shows me that togetherness, that connection that I truly believe in. You want to be a great unit, you have to be connected. So Cole has kind of spurred that connection, that intensity, the mentality that I'm looking for. And we have that. We have the intangibles of what it takes. Now we just got to go out and get it done when we put pads on. Cool.
All right. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Little choppy waters, but ultimately that is still the head coach of the Houston Texans, DeMeco Ryans, after the OTA practice today. If I am correct, which I believe I am, the last of the OTAs before we get to mandatory minicamp next week, I believe it's the 10th, where that gets going. There's a few things that were interesting, even of the things that we heard. I got to admit here, Lopez, as somebody who has been a relative skeptic when it comes to the way that they put this offense to the line together, understanding and hoping that they are correct in the idea of some of the changes when it comes to, you know, the way that they put this thing together, the schematics of it, like finding a level of development there. I wanted to see more talent there. That might have been the most encouraging thing that I've heard on this offensive line to date. DeMeco talking about the mindset, him being able to see that the mindset is drastically changed with this in the various ways that he said it, right? Because I think he talked about, you know, as evidence of it, right, the low pads coming out, kind of speaking to the way that they are dialed in, which feels like he says that in some, and, you know, it doesn't necessarily always have to be that. Sometimes we do this, especially when a player is in a new place. Anything that he says feels like it's a juxtaposition to the previous place that he was. In that similar vein, the idea of, hey, man, they're working hard, low pads at this juncture, kind of feels like, hey, compared to last year,
oh, he flat out said it,
right? Yeah. They weren't working. They did not have these details. The hand placement. Speaking in the same language was an interesting thing that he said there about the offensive line, which made me, again, talks about like maybe a lack of cohesion that he could see previously to what he is seeing now. And then the little anecdote he has of like a player coming out, getting out there first and waiting for the rest of his team and speaking to togetherness. Like, how does that hit you? Does that just feel like rah-rah kind of whatever? Or does that feel like it's something tangible and matters?
Look, it could also be interpreted as rah-rah. We know that. Coach speak, all that stuff. I don't feel that in this case because If you go back to last week, Wednesday and Friday, this week, today, and the things, the catch words, the catch phrases that he's using repeatedly, they speak to what the issue might have been and we all project and believe was last year. How many times has he said low pads, small technique things, and hand placement? A dozen?
I mean, he said it a number of times. Yeah. It's been noticeable at the very least.
And so, too, has Nick Caley. Low pads, technique, hand placement. Low pads, technique, hand placement. That is something that they have clearly emphasized. You mentioned the mindset, but what he said when he talked about the mindset, flat out said, I see it drastically changing.
Those are the words, drastically
changing. Drastically changing. Yeah. And that means, you know, from last year when clearly there was an issue. So that's point number one that you can take away. Now, look, it's OTAs. It's early. Let's all say it together. I get that. But I think there's three things that you can kind of, you know, begin to cull from what he said. Offensive line definitely is one. And if you are in the camp, I think Kamari Lassiter is going to take a big leap this year, then you're in that camp with DeMeco Ryans. He loves him some Kamari Lassiter. When he was talking about some of the expectations on the rookies, he said, you follow Will Anderson, which we knew already.
Yes.
Then he said, you follow Kamari.
Which is high praise to be put right there.
That is about as high as you can get.
Especially when you consider, like, there's a lot of leader guys on this team, right? When you talk about leader guys, who would you put up there? Azeez Al-Shaair is one of those guys. Jimmy Ward is one of them guys. Jalen Petrie, we were talking about yesterday, feels like he is one of those guys. And Matt Burke had a level of giddiness as he was talking about him last on Friday. All of those guys you jump out ahead of when you go Kamari Lassiter.
Yes.
That is high praise.
Yeah, and he said you follow Will Anderson, you follow Kamari. And then he got followed up about the rookies and what you can expect, which, by the way, he said Jalen and Jaden, two guys that can help out this year. You know?
And not just that they can help out this year, because that's one thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that would be meaningful in and of itself. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that took it to another level is that he almost did a direct juxtaposition, and maybe I need to listen to it again. He might have clearly done this, a direct juxtaposition between Nolan Higgins and Lassiter and Bullock.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, again, looking at the seasons that those guys had, even the guy that you say would have had like the lesser of those, which is Kalen Bullock, he was deeply impactful in taking the football away, even though he had some lapses that allowed for big plays at times, which was maybe the biggest weakness of this team, right? Even then, strong defense, or not of this team, but of the defense, yeah. I should say. Yeah. The biggest weakness of this team is very evident. But, I mean, Kamari and Bullock covered themselves in glory.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about a tandem. And so I think that is one high expectation for those guys. But also I do wonder if he sees it also from like a companionship situation, because that, you know, the guys that call themselves mm-hmm. Hawk and Locke, right?
Yeah.
Those guys very much have a rapport there. I do wonder if he sees Nolan Higgins being in that same way, like being those guys on the offense where they will have that partnership,
yeah.
You know, kind of off the field, as we know, they like to go fishing together and have mm-hmm. that level of competition, but then also on the field.
Yeah. And so then he circled back again with that reference point. He says, I hardly had to coach Kamari. I mean, he loves him some Kamari. So if you're thinking about, all right, as good as he was last year, we might get bookends, you know, with Stingley and Lassiter. And so that is very exciting. And then the third thing that clearly stands out, I mentioned this to you guys off air as we're listening to it. The phrase of the day, general soreness.
General soreness.
General soreness.
Yeah, that was the thing. And I saw our guy Ocho was like, man, D'Amico's sick of these questions. And I think he also used he also said that the media wasted three mm-hmm. questions. I think that they were different questions, and they were all trying to get to something with CJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, this is a tough thing, right? I want to make sure to be clear. I understand that, you know, this the general soreness or what have you, muscle tightness might not be a big deal. I don't really understand the caginess when we get to certain places.
It got a little cagey.
Especially this question in particular, mm-hmm. right? Whether CJ had work this offseason mm-hmm. on it. Mm-hmm. And that is the place where D'Amico really tried to draw the line. He's like, guys, no answer on that.
He said, that's it for CJ, for and, CJ question.
And I am very confused as to why, like, because that's not a no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was kind of hoping somebody asked him another CJ question just to kind of see what he did.
But that is clearly not a no.
That's it's it just, for CJ.
I am not asking.
To try to answer that question.
And yeah. that one feels like, if it's no, pretty yeah. easy no to jump up there.
Very much so.
And that, I'm not trying to be a rabble rouser here. I understand it feels like everybody's like, yo, the CJ stuff is getting to rabble rouser territories. I'm not trying to be there. I'm just pointing out that's an easy one to say no to.
And what's CJ, 24? Something like that? 24
23,
years old?
23. Yeah.
If you're me, you can have general soreness. I got general soreness every day.
Well, I think you can have general soreness if you use that all the time. Like we've all been to the place where, like, I know I used to work as a cashier
mm-hmm.
and I standing up all the time. I got soreness in my legs from standing up all the time. Like, if you're utilizing a portion of your body a lot, it makes sense for it to be sore. And he mm-hmm. is utilizing that arm. That is the golden arm of the Houston Texans. Like, yeah. it makes sense for a level of soreness. I just don't understand how we go, yeah, did he have any like procedures on it? And you go, sorry, can't answer.
That's it for CJ.
That's a little yeah. concerning to me. I've got to be honest.
Y'all getting on my nerves now. I ain't talking about CJ no more.
Right? And I it is their prerogative, I guess, to answer in that way. I just don't understand what the benefit is to answer in that particular instance.
The thing like is, that. It's going to make it worse.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make it 10
it
times
does.
Worse, man.
He knows
this because we were here, what, how many months ago? With Christian Harris. Like, any update on Christian Harris?
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
I'll let you know. Y'all yeah, keep asking me. I'll let you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but you got any of this Christian Harris information? Look at this Christian Harris information. Sorry, dog. Flat out. I'll let you know next
now,
time.
Now, the one thing, let's be completely fair, you know, they're adamant about, you know, no real worries.
No concern.
About him coming back or whatever. But still, general soreness is definitely the term of the day.
Reporting for duty. That's right. So, yeah, that's D'Amico Ryans talking about this team. Speaking of Christian Harris, by the way, he did give us a little Christian Harris because he was asked that again. He said he will be ready for camp.
Mm-hmm.
That is basically he'll be ready for camp. And what does that do for you here, Lopez?
I mean, that is absolutely one where you have to not see it when you believe it. I mean, believe it when you see it, but you know, you're definitely looking forward to seeing what he might be doing.
I would take his word for that one.
But I still want to see what Christian Harris is doing and how they line him up and you know, how much he plays.
Right.
Yeah, but he'd be ready.
Yeah. Well.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Another day of OTAs down technically within here in Houston. We'll see what else comes out of the OTAs media for today. Later on in the program. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the College Football Hall of Fame battle was announced. Let's talk about the absolute studs that are on there and some other things. We'll do it next. All right, let's get into what's popping on this Tuesday. almost said Thursday, on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. It's been a weird. Has it been like that for anybody else?
It has not, which is weird. It is very individual.
Some days it just feels like, oh, this feels like a different day. But some days collectively, like, yeah, this very much feels like a Friday.
Last week kind of threw me off because of Memorial Day.
Right.
But this week feel normal. Feel like a Tuesday to me.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm on that tip today. Let me know on the text line 713-572-4610.
You on that what? You said let you know why you on that what?
If you're in the same place that I am, where you're just kind of off, right, where the day feels like a different day. Because I told you, there's been three different days that I thought it was during the course of the day today, and none of those were Tuesday. So it is indeed a Tuesday, final day of OTAs. We just heard from D'Amico Ryans. Probably hear some of that again throughout this program. You'll definitely hear it again on The Drive later today. But outside, because I know B. Scott's out there, outside of that, I know this is a sports show and we will get to some of the sports of this, but I did want to talk about this because this hit me earlier today, which is a reminder that we are now in hurricane season, friends.
It is.
Like, we are in hurricane season, and I've got to admit, maybe this is an early confession, it made me think about the fact that, hey, like, being back in Houston, like, for real, I have to really, really plan for, like, hurricane season. Like, I got to go out and make sure I got
the
water.
It's been a second, hadn't it?
Yeah, I haven't had to actually think about, do I have the supplies necessary if things go left?
Now, right? you are an apartment, so you don't necessarily need a generator?
The generator is not going to be doing
much. Now, here's a cool thing. They have those now chargeable generators. I have an extra one of those that can kind of light you up your apartment, and it doesn't, you're not burning gas, so it doesn't really smell, it's not dangerous or anything. Maybe think about one of those little chargeable generators.
Okay. I got to get more of them the foods that are non-perishable to kind of keep around. But I was like, yeah, that's something that I had not thought about. And I'm sure that many of the people in our listenership probably have some level of thought or already have some of those plans. But if you hadn't, I figured now that we're officially in hurricane season, obviously a good PSA to put out there, make sure that you get your stuff ready. Make sure you got your water bottle. Because the one thing you don't want is when that warning comes up that, yo, it's about to hit, and now you're trying to hit up the Sam's Club or whatever, and all the water gone.
Just get you a case of water before it get populous.
Put it in the bottom of your pantry. Put it in your garage.
Stash it away.
Yeah.
Get you some canned tuna or what have you, and, just have it, because we are in that season and we are where we are. In Houston. Speaking of Houston, guys that are not in Houston, the Houston Astros, they are in Pittsburgh getting ready for a quick two-game set versus the Pirates, not the Steelers as I called them earlier. Today is a weird day for me. But it is Lance McCullers Jr. It is Paul Skenes on the mound. A half game back of the Mariners, who are, they're playing the Orioles, who have not been covering themselves in glory. You think that by Wednesday, where you get these two games, you think the Astros could be up in this?
Absolutely. Given if they can get through Skenes, really all I want from today's game is kind of like what we saw on Sunday. 0-0, two great pitching performances, hang in there, scratch out a run, and then turn it over to the bullpen, and the bullpen does the job, because Skenes is going to be good. He's been really, really good. By the way, you see his girlfriend, fiance, Livy Dunn?
I don't know what officially they are.
Yeah.
I don't think they're actually married, so girlfriend probably works. Fiance, I don't know.
She's did that Sports Illustrated runway thing?
Yeah, she did do the runway thing.
A little split action?
Are they? Okay, yeah. She did do the splits. that was a thing that happened. Is that a replacement that they're doing for the swimsuit? Are they still doing the body issue or the swimsuit? Or the body issue with ESPN, the magazine.
I think it's how they're sort of teasing it. They actually still do the magazine. They do it online, of course, but they still do the magazine as well, right? For the swimsuit edition?
I don't remember. Man, it's kind of crazy how many of the staples in sports that we're used to we're just not sure if they're still there, especially, I guess, in print journalism. And now I'm doing the thing where I'm being a media person, waxing poetic about media, and I don't know if anybody else actually cares about it. But yeah, some of those things going by the wayside. It's kind of sad, but you never know which things are still going. But shout out to Livy, I guess, in that way. We were talking about this. College Football Hall of Fame ballot was announced. There's some dogs on this thing.
Big time.
There are some. So you've got who you think are no doubters on here. And I kind of want to see how myself and the listenership agree with your no doubters.
No doubters. Cam Newton.
Agreed. Strong agree.
Robert Griffin III.
Yeah. Heisman.
Dominguez Sue.
That one is interesting.
Oh, I think he's a no-brainer.
I thought he was incredible in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Hall of Famers. I think I'd probably go there.
Yeah, right?
I think I'd probably go there.
Then there's some other ones that it's really just up to your preference and your standard or whatever, you know, you want to call it. Eric Bieniemy. Now, keep in mind, and I always remind people this, just college. In college.
Yeah.
Forget what they became as pros. Forget this or that. Off-field stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say, do the off-field stuff kind of have an impact on it a little bit, too?
It depends on the voters.
That's tough. Yeah, because the off-field on the voters.
Oof. But just in college, Eric Bieniemy.
This is tough because that's a little bit outside of my wheelhouse.
I mean, that's when I was covering college football. He's a Hall of Famer. Okay. I don't know if I put him with those other guys, but he is absolutely a national championship. You know, obviously in the Heisman conversation as well. What about Dez Bryant?
Dez, Ohio State,
Oklahoma State,
or Oklahoma State rather. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I don't know.
I think he's iffy, but probably eventually will get in.
Okay.
This is another one that is, remember, just in college, not a flat out bust that he was. Kijana Carter.
Yeah, Kijana Carter feels like one of them ones.
You've got to be.
It feels like one of them ones.
Got to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Then there's guys like, and just stop me, Aaron Donald, Marvin Harrison.
Aaron Donald does bring up. We were having a conversation about those guys that got passed over by the Texans when they ultimately took, and of course, name immediately eludes me as I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're talking about
like Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald in that year. Where how is this happening in this moment where I'm forgetting the selection there?
Welcome to the club. You're talking about Jadeveon Clowney?
Yes, dude.
Okay, yeah.
Why is my brain like this right now?
Hey, yeah, I'm here for you.
Are you? I feel like Lopez is infecting me.
I am infecting.
I feel like that's like because that was a level of
I can tell you something that happened.
I cannot believe
in December of 1990, but I can't tell you like a name that
the name Jadeveon Clowney just completely ran away from me. And I'm blaming Lopez, but think about Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack. Those and maybe this is also revisionist history, but it feels like. You look back at the production and you go, oh, yeah, that was obvious. But maybe as it was happening, it was a little bit harder to see, like, yo, this is going to be a dude who is going to really lay out incredible play.
Here's
in the
another
NFL.
Very interesting one. And I'll tell you all, spoiler alert, I think should be in the College Football Hall of Fame. Ryan Leaf.
Oh, he was really, I mean, that's why he ended up being of the caliber in order to, to be a bust in the way that he was because he was so good in college. So, do we know when the actual College Football Hall of Fame
It's upcoming.
Announced?
They just announced the list of candidates. And then the other part of this that is really interesting to me, and I love it, I always say, these Halls of Fame are museums. Don't be too uppity about it. And that is coaches now don't need a 60% win percentage. They need a 59.5 win percentage, which automatically puts three coaches into the category right at 59.5, by the way. Mike Leach.
He'll get in. Just incredibly innovated, and people seem to like him in a way.
He'll get in because of innovation, if nothing else.
100%.
You can go back to Kentucky and everything else. Jackie Sherrill.
That is a want to win all star, like a will to win all star, Jackie Sherrill.
I think he'll get in because of the transforming programs.
Yes,
and what he did. Les Miles.
Les Miles is so funny.
I don't know. I think Les Miles ultimately will get in, but this might be dating myself. But I also think I know the answer to the question of Jackie Sherrill or Les Miles. I'd lean Jackie Sherrill. Pitt. Forget. Remember what he did at Pitt.
I would also lean Jack to be fair.
Tony Dorsett, what's his name? The defensive end, Green. Then A&M won five straight Cotton Bowl or went to five straight Cotton Bowls conference championships. Then Mississippi State.
Yeah, and two of those are places that winning does not happen. I guess Pitt is not fair, right? Mm-hmm. Pitt has a history that maybe does not demonstrate itself in the same way as at this moment. But winning Mississippi is not necessarily one of those things that is a given by any stretch. So, Jackie Sherrill absolutely deserves that love. And then also, this was something I meant to kind of get off here. But we talked about the idea that NCAA is considering that expansion of the men's tournament again to 76 teams. But apparently there's like media execs that are out there who have not been named. Mm-hmm. So take it for what you will. But they said that if they're expecting more money to come in, which I imagine would be the reason why you try and expand the games, that the executives aren't going for it. He said, I say chump change. We're not sure how the contracts read about expansion, but I don't think earlier games add up to much, to be honest. We're already at 68 games. That is to say, if there's no more money going to be coming from these media execs, at least from them, and let them tell it. Maybe this is negotiating ahead of time. If the NCAA was to expand teams, which feels like that would be counterintuitive in that instance, right?
Yeah, but I think they're also maybe looking at this as an investment. You know, building it now, maybe not getting the immediate impact on financially, but the next contract will be bigger because of this. You know,
maybe so, yeah. Maybe so. Yeah. But yeah, that's what's popping right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And of course, as we let you know, OTAs happened again. And C.J. Stroud, for the third of the three open practices, also not throwing the football. D'Amico Ryan saying that general soreness is the cause, and he gave no further answers beyond that on C.J. Stroud. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Sean McVay there was an interesting story about him and kind of what he's dealt with as, you know, he's won really early, really young, and some of the rough patches within that. Does it offer a cautionary tale to maybe Nick Haley or even D'Amico Ryan's? Tell you why and explain it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.